Monday morning on Hot Breakfast and Ricky Gervais on the show. Morning, Ricky.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you very much. Do you know what? I sat down in the summer and watched David Brent Life on the Road, and I never realised quite how much I missed him. I really missed the guy. Because it's,
I know.
What,
well,
12
it's funny.
Years, wasn't it?
I wanted it to be like that. I wanted it to be people catching up with a sort of old friend they hadn't seen for a few years. And I also think that there's more affection for him in this movie than there was in The Office, because we were sort of laughing at him in The Office and he was a bit of a prat. Since then, the world's changed. And I think people realise that he's not so bad compared to some folks around these days, you know? It's just that the world's worse.
Do you know what it was as well when I was watching it? I was thinking, this is working even better than it was before, because maybe 12 years on, we are all feeling more PC than ever. But he hasn't changed.
Well, exactly. It is. It's certainly more poignant now.
Being on the radio, and of course I'm watching this, and I'm watching the scene with Tadley FM, and I'm thinking...
I knew you were going to bring that up.
But yeah. Everyone does. But when you're... I just look at it and go, oh, God, now I've got to interview this guy, so we can't play sausage or pie. I can't ask.
Of course,
for,
we can.
I've just mimed to my producer, cup of tea. You know, with the old hand boom. You've worked in radio. You must have worked in radio to know this stuff, because it was so spot on.
Well, I mean, I think they're invented, though, because it's the same in America. When I do American chat shows, I'm on there to plug a movie, but I have to play a game like smashing eggs on my face for a laugh or something. And I think it's because if you watch someone go on a TV show and just plug their movie, it's boring. So they get Tom Cruise playing stupid games. It's like you sort of have to sing for your supper, so to speak. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
I think that's where it starts.
I know, but
no one has a normal conversation anymore, you know, in America.
So one question I want to quickly ask you before we're wrapping up as well. You're not Honey G, are you?
I'd have been very proud of that.
Oh my God, you'd have been pleased. I wanted you to say yes. But I wanted you to announce on the show that actually it was me and this is my next movie.
Well, I can reveal now that I am actually Donald Trump.
Oh,
so relax, everyone. That didn't really happen.
That never happened.
It's
okay.
We haven't really voted in Donald Trump as the president of the United States of America. It's me.
Oh well, do you know what? What a way to round off the interview with a huge sigh of relief from.
Yes.
You've done the business. So the DVD, David Brent Life on the Road, is out today. He's definitely not Honey G, but he could be Donald Trump. Ricky Gervais on Hot Breakfast, thank you very much.
Thank you, my pleasure.